without the screens. Put the screen down. Put the screen down. And let's see if we can build some community and work together to address some of these issues that we're facing as a city, as a region, as a country, and as a human race. That was my reaction to Red Heaven. There is hope, but we have to do things differently from how we're doing them right now. Again, I want to thank everybody for chipping in for this fundraiser, being present with me on the comment board. And that counts, by the way, those good comments on the comment board. We're not face-to-face, but there's no big tech CEO. There's no algorithm telling us what we can and can't say or read or watch or think. The WFMU.org comment board is one of the great community online communities on the entire internet. So I'm very happy to be a part of it. There was so much more I wanted to tell you about tech news, that the revelations keep coming out about Facebook, and even the whistleblower Frances Haugen spoke to UK Parliament today, and there was a sign outside of Parliament, which I have posted on the playlist, that was very clever, that made use of the famous photo of Zuck surfing. And there are revelations now about the whistleblower herself, that she is being funded by Pierre Omidyar, who is the eBay founder and has his own agenda. And apparently she lives in Puerto Rico because she says she is funded by her cryptocurrency winnings and there is a more favorable tax situation in Puerto Rico. It is wild. Why is the world so crazy? I just don't understand. This is not to take away the value of what Frances Haugen brought up to Congress, but there's more to that story, and there's more behind the story of who's funding her and why. It's so interesting, but none of this lets Zuckerberg off the hook. We need to continue the pressure, keep up the pressure. I want to remind all of you friends that you have been listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. You can see more about the show at tectonic.fm, that's T-E-C-H, tonic.fm. I'm at mark@WFMU.org. I want you to stay tuned for DJ Arb and another great episode of The Arbitrarium. And I have a little bit of homework for all of you for next time. You know what to do, friends. Avoid Amazon and Apple. Forget Facebook. And whatever you do, get off Google. And as my thank you, friends, for staying with me this entire time, I thought I would do something a little bit special. We're supposed to be doing something a little unusual for the October fundraiser shows. And, you know, we talked about Ren and Stimpy during the show, and I found that Wendy Del Formaggio and many of the other my other friends from the comment board are fans of Ren and Stimpy, and in particular fans of that one episode that I think is the pinnacle of Ren and Stimpy. It's the episode called Space Madness. Now, I don't have time to run the entire episode for you, but I did think it would be fun to show just the central bit of it where Ren and Stimpy are on this long, long space voyage, and we discover that that Ren is, as always, not in a great mental state. And no, I'm not going to go into the entire ice cream bar monologue, but just to give the listeners a small taste of Ren and Stimpy, I thought we could listen to a bit of that. And after that, we will go straight into the Arbitrarium with DJ Arb. Thanks, everybody, again, so much for being with me this evening. And be generous with the other DJs with your chipping in to our October fundraiser. And I'll see you next time. Thanks.
Space madness. Mr. Science Officer, commence relaxation period.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Well, it's break time.
We're not on duty for another 6 years.
So what do you want to do?
Why don't we just spend some quality time together?
Hey, Cap. He's off.
Oh, hey. I'm sorry, man. I just been cooped up here so long.
I think we both need a good hot meal. Just hang on, okay?
Boy, I am starving.
How about that? A three-course meal.
That's it! I need some real food!
Relax, Kevin. I'm here for you. Let it out. That's right. Hey, I know what you need. Yes, sir. A good hot bath is the best thing for nerves.
Welcome to the Arbitrarium, capital of the country of Arbsurdistan, broadcasting on Earth, the only planet that streams WFMU. Therefore, you have no good reason to leave.
Hello? Oh, wait, I can't hear you. Speak up. Who's calling? Hey, I'm glad you called. You know, this is the direct line to your subconsciousness.
I've been kind of uptight lately. Didn't think you were ever gonna call. I thought you were too scared to hear what I had to say. See, all I want from you is a commitment to communicate with me instead of just letting yourself get sucked into places where you don't even belong. So now, what do you say?
Thank you. I'm so sorry, Mother dear. And I'll really try to do better. But you know, I just want to tell you, in the future, try not to put so much faith in your little daughter. Because, after all, I'm only a bipedal hominid.
Into a beautiful young woman who was looking at the manners. Well, I don't know much about post-French impressionism, but she sure left a big impression on me. Well, the rest is art history, but I'm sure glad I had some breath freshness with me.
Hello, you are tuned into WFMU, and this is The Arbitrarium. Here every Monday between 7 and 8 p.m. My name is Arb, and this is the last episode of The Arbitrarium this October, which means this is the final episode where I'm going to be begging you to donate money. So I beg you, please. No, not really, but you will send me to the moon if you click on the pledge widget at the top of the playlist and donate as little as $10, or you can do $10 a month if you want to pledge to Swag for Life. And yeah, we really need your help to get us through the winter, to keep Freeform Radio alive and going, and anything you can do helps. You can pick out all kinds of cool swag for your pledge. So please consider it. Help me tick up the ticker to my goal. I still have quite a ways to go, but it's totally doable if you all can just kick in a little bit to help me reach the goal. This is the last show of the Hellraiser. And you'll also get a bonus pair of scissors next to your name if you're in the comment board. So we started off the hour with Kingdom Scum and the Subconscious Conversational, which led us into D-O-M-E-S and a song called It's Too Bad Mother Dear. After which, some brand new More Mother, a new album just came out called Black Encyclopedia of the Air. That was Clock Fight. And then we heard Snake Finger, a live version of Save Me from Dolly. It has a nice spoken word part in the middle that isn't on the track from Greener Pastures. And we just closed out with another brand new song. The Savage Young Taterbug just put out a new 7-inch on Lighten Up Sounds. You can find it also on Bandcamp. It's called Buddy's Room. Let's get back into the music.
In the 60s, I burned my bra. In the 70s, I made it with a cheek. In the 80s, I made it with another cheek. In the 90s, I didn't do shit. Now give me my guitar, asshole. I've got a show to play. I've got a show to play. That was for the woman. All the women. 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 It's getting late now. There's not much time left for the woman. And I wonder, yes, I really wonder, is there any future for the woman? All the women. The woman. All the women. The woman. All the women. A message for you all. I saw the woman, and suddenly she was surrounded by horses, female horses. The women's were horses, and they were galloping. They were galloping, and they were gathering up speed because women are fast. And it is for these reasons that I am here tonight. I have one promise for you all, that not one of you will be left behind, because every woman in the world is a woman.
The woman! I came to the kitchen and saw the cup of tea fall from his trembling hands. Then he was crying among the fragments, piecing nothing together. He said I was ungrateful. I had a bad night last night. It was hard to sleep. The air felt heavy. I was warm and dry for the first time in a long while. It made me think back and I got confused. Dreams and memories came mixed up together. I saw a black crow fly against a pink sky. In a dark place among big statues, someone called you. They were wrapped in dirty bandages. You answered them in words I didn't understand. You went to them in the shadows. This morning I'm not so hungry. Somebody told me there's people who live in their dreams. For them it's life that isn't real. I saw your skin again last night. It was clean and white. The smell was in my nose and my stomach was tight. Mr. Skaggs appeared from over the heap of the hill, and he was richer than any of us, with copper wire he'd found in a secret place. People said he should share it like we'd agreed, but he wouldn't. He said he'd have a bed that night. He laughed and said his belly would be full, and he shook the copper at them. They got mad and fought him, and someone picked up a stone and hit him, and then they all did. Mr. Skaggs got mashed up really bad, and his head was all over the place. I got sick then. I wish there was somewhere I could go. My arms and my legs weren't mine anymore. The worst thing was not the loss of my home, not the loss of my money. My legs, my eyes, they were no longer mine. My sex drew back into itself, tight and dry, closed up. I could not make my thoughts. Scared, but there's nowhere different. They said they'll be cleaning this place out soon. Where can we go? I crave solitude. My hopes and wishes recede. I only want not to be. There was a dark green tree in the corner and some big yellow flowers in front of it. You kicked the ball over the fence. There's got to be one breath after which there doesn't come another.
Time taketh, and moths, and rust. Unfulfillment, call it loss. You need to see you're in prison. Let those who have ears listen. For if you think you are free, you cannot escape. Stage, there's never enough. Backstage, it's enough. How can you find that which was never lost? The skin comes off the snake in its own time. Nothing is happening. No matter what is happening, nothing is happening. Across the ocean of samskara, it's the same ocean. Pleasure and pain, they're all the same. Identification with the veil and the tyranny of the drunken monkey. There is no body home. I am standing on a bridge, watching myself go by, chopping wood and carrying water. what you want, you can never get. Fear can make its own eternity. Desire is just a trap. Desire is the world. What's that? It's just the ego planning over breakfast. But we've never had breakfast before. This is it, right now. So where is thought now? Later never exists. Your mind. Time taketh, and moths and rust.
All right, we are back, and you are tuned in to The Arbitrarium on WFMU. That last track, brand new on Sublime Frequencies, as of, I believe, yesterday, at least just in the past few days, that came out. It's an album completely by the artist Phuong Tam from Vietnam. I think a lot of those recordings had been lost for decades, and let's see, the translation of the title, I will say, is Remember the Night, and the album is called Magic Nights, Saigon Surf, Twist, and Soul, 1964 to 1966. Listen to the whole thing yesterday, it's incredible, highly recommend that. Before that, we heard A Bad Diana doing Notes from the Underground to A Crazy Girl from The Lights Are On But No One's Home. And the Mekons before A Bad Diana with Psycho Cupid Dance Band on the Edge of Time from Fear and Whiskey. We started out the set with Sion, spelled S-S-I-O-N, pronounced like the last syllable of obsession or possession, Sion, with The Woman and vocals by Shannon Michaels from the album Fool's Gold. This is The Arbitrarium on WFMU. Thanks to whoever pledged during the last set. I can't see who you are, but big thanks to you. And let's dive right back in. I'll come back in a bit.
Now look, two houses sitting next to each other, out there alone with nothing but square miles of open green. Some trees, small ones on small hills that curve and run under the houses. And it's warm, and there's water in the air, and the light's bouncing off the houses. Look at the colors, you've seen them. Regular white houses with little windows upstairs and the same down, with doors made of wood, kind of pointy roofs, and a brown dirt road that goes to the store, with a fence made from sticks. Out there in the open air where stuff flies in the sky sit two houses. And the house on the right just sits there. Okay, but the house on the left is on fire. And it's shooting out of the cracks in the roof and dripping down the sides of this house. But it's not burning down. It just sits there. Sort of glowing. Sending stuff into the sky. And on the right, home. On the left, no home. On the right, home. On the left, no home. The right, uh-huh. The left, uh-uh. Look at them, you've seen them. Two houses sitting next to each other out there alone with nothing but miles of open green. Some trees, small ones, on small little hills that curve and run under the houses. And it's warm, feel it on your arm. And there's water in the air, smell it through your nose. And the light's bouncing off the houses. Look at the colors, you've seen them through your eyes. Regular white houses with little windows upstairs and the same downstairs. It's a simple scene with doors made of wood and kind of pointy roofs. And a brown dirt road you can take to that store with some fence you can run right through. Out there in the open air where stuff flies in the sky sit two of these houses. And the house on the right just sits there. Okay, but the house on the left is on fire. Orange fire is shooting through the cracks on the roof and is dripping down the sides of this house. But it's not burning down. Just sits there. Sort of glowing. Orange lime. Purple blue. Lemon red. Black yellow. Sending stuff into the sky. Dots. Dashes. Curly cues. And on the right, home. On the left, no home. On the right, home. On the left, no home. On the right, home. On the left, no home. On the right, take a look. Home.
Take a look. Home.
No home.
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 No home.
No home.
Home.
Yep.
No home.
No.
Take a left.
Home.
On the right.
No home.
On the right,
no home.
On the left,
no home.
Take a look.
The Fear Report. From last week, the top three things to fear are now sharks, bulldozers, no escape, and extinction. In addition, the threat is real from flashers, rats in the toilet, darkness, the outdoors, eccentrics, sinkholes, others, public speaking, the robot future, mind control, do-gooders, and those who mean well but are incapable of effective governance, as well as globular clusters, a household item that can dismember your toddler instantaneously, and, as always, the raw animal nature that lurks beneath the fragile exterior of order in the human psyche. Please be careful today. It's a dangerous world out there. And remember, there is no escape.
You know, when you're a little kid, they always tell you the boogeyman's gonna get you, and you're supposed to be scared. I always had a fantasy or a dream that the boogeyman came, and he's like riding on this black stallion, and he comes to my window, and he comes to get me, and I jump on the horse with him. And, like, I wrap my arms around his waist and I get up under his cape and we fly away.
Or is it just your reluctance to deal with it all? When the tumor comes, where's it gonna grow? In a frontal lobe or somewhere below? In the sticky sacks of a blackened lung? Or between your legs where the future's hung? Is it the right food or the foodless womb?
You're tuned into The Arbitrarium here on WFMU. I'm Arb, and we started out that last set with a track from the TELUS compilation, or the TELUS tape series. That's from number 7, The Word. It was Paul Bobtown doing No Home. After that, a brief bit from, I think it was, I'm not sure if it was a radio play or the soundtrack to a play that happened, but from The Horrible Department, we heard Fear from the album Capital I and the Waltzing We. After which, a quote from Sandra London that I pulled from one of the Errol Morris television documentaries in the year 2000. He did a series called First Person, each one being about a different person, and the second one is about Sandra London, woman who fell in love with multiple serial killers, I believe. Might be remembering her story incorrectly, it might have just been one, but that's her talking about the boogeyman, and I always love that quote, so wanted to put that in. Then we heard the B-side from Kate Fagan, her song, or the B-side to the song I Don't Want to Be Too Cool, but we heard Waiting for the Crisis. And then we just ended that set with Tumor from the Fibonaccis. This is the last Arbitrarium before Halloween, and I'm not really doing a Halloween-themed episode, but this next set, it's pretty creepy. So let's, if you get creeped out, just, you know, get into the spirit of the Halloween season and enjoy. I'll be back with you at the end of the hour.
Oh, I was inside a mother cabbage, and I grew parts of my body, my arms, and my legs became pantyhose arms and legs. And I grew from a little Brussels sprout into a cabbage patch, baby, still inside Mother Cabbage's belly. Well, eventually I came out and I was born. I was so excited to be a baby. But something went wrong. Something was different. I was born. I didn't have arms. I was a stuffed pantyhose worm with Brussels sprout eyes. I was horrible. I know why you strangled me, Mommy. I know why you did that, because nobody loves a pantyhose worm with Brussels sprout eyes. Well, I forgive you, but I still cry and walk up these stairs because I'm so sad.
Speak to us, cabbage babies, speak.
For those of us who live at the shoreline, standing upon the constant edges of decision, crucial and alone, for those of us who cannot indulge the passing dreams of choice, who love in doorways coming and going, in the hours between dawns, looking inward and outward, at once before and after, seeking a now that can breed futures, like bread in our children's mouths, so their dreams will not reflect the death of ours. For those of us who were imprinted with fear, like a faint line in the center of our foreheads, learning to be afraid with our mother's milk, for by this weapon, this illusion of some safety to be found, the heavy-footed hope to silence us, for all of us, this instant and this triumph. We were never meant to survive. And when the sun rises, we are afraid it might not remain. When the sun sets, we are afraid it will not rise in the morning. When our stomachs are full, we are afraid of indigestion. When our stomachs are empty, we are afraid we may never eat again. When we are loved, we are afraid love will vanish. When we are alone, we are afraid love will never return. And when we speak, we are afraid our words will not be heard nor welcomed. But when we are silent, we are still afraid. So it is better to speak, remembering we were never meant to survive.
I want to say that, before I started talking to the doctor, I thought I was a devil also, because I had to go to the rituals where Mommy and Daddy were, and they danced around me, and they were all wearing red robes and black robes, and they had on masks that looked like devils, and they said that I was the daughter of the devil, and I thought that they wanted me to be like a devil, like they were, and that they would kill me if I didn't do that. So I really thought that I was a devil. And when I first came out in the doctor's office, I said that my name was Black Devil, and I think I acted pretty scary.
Give birth.
I will feed my son by breastfeeding him. He will grow strong like me. I will not be ashamed to feed him in public. Soon there will be many more like me, for men can now produce milk in their breast. I've given birth to a son.
His mother stopped touching him when he was two, for at one moment she had hit him. He did something that children will do, but her hand went out of control, and she had hit him in a way that she woke up and went to sleep with, and these were people. These were people in times when things are denied and feared, and they become bigger than the intentions. There was never really anything so evil, and after she hit her son, and we'll never really know the intent of that, hit the mark, the duration, but after that she never held her son, she never held her son, she never held her son, she never held her son. The boy was never held, never touched, never cuddled, never stroked, never smoothed, never cooed to, never kissed, never shown love. And when I see you, there are moments I want to be your mother and hold your head on my lap and stroke your hair while the moon rises. And it is a full moon. And I will stroke your hair while the moon rises, and it is a full moon. And I'll rub the smile.
Hello, this is Shiloh. This is our sport op. We seem to have unfortunately lost connection with Arb all of a sudden. Her internet went out, and we hope to see from her very soon. I'm very sorry for this. She should be back soon, though, I'm sure. Stay tuned for when she is back. Thank you. everyone, it's Shiloh again. It seems like the Arbitrarium has crashed. And crashed hard. There's a total power outage for Arb right now. So it seems she won't be able to make it back for the last few minutes. I'm very sorry for all this. And Arb's very sorry too, I'm sure. But I think we all had a lot of fun this past hour. It was chaotic, but I think it was all pretty fun, learning experience for me. Well, stay tuned for Vocal Fry next in just a few minutes from here. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, Dan's ready for us.
something.
Thank you.
didn't